Good idea. Right. All right. Well done. Still not quite high enough, but just about. Okay. Torahway, Northwest London. Sunday, Beis Av, the 11th of July. Harav Michol Sharf. I can't read this. Issues with cider. This week's shiurim have been sponsored by the Torahway colleagues of Reb Moshe, Ronnie, and Joey Joseph, Leila Nishmas, their mother, and his wife, Matl Bas Meir Rufol Alea Sholem. We feel for you in your sad loss. May you continue to grace our shiurim ad Meir Vesim Shona, Hamoki Menachem Eschem.
It's a bit the topic of cider, and what is Nergia in the 9 days as well. The Aloche in Iches Tisha B'Av in Simen Tov Kuf Non Aleph, we know there's the issue of Shtiyas Yain and Achilles Bosor on Tisha B'Av. Of the 9 days. Tisha B'Av Bichlal. The reason is because Botlo Nesochim in Bitula Korbonos. The Mechaber brings up the Aloch Yesh Noyagim Shlo Leichol Botlo Nishto Yain B'Shabbos Zum. Aber Muto B'Chuymes Shel Yain. Aber Vinegar, Chuymes Shel Yain, is Muto. Why? Shetim Poskim. Because Vinegar was also of Nesochim. And Al-Gabal Mizbeach. So automatically, this is the reason why is Chuymes Yain is mutter to drink in the 9 days. Although, this is the issue of Yain. Because it was only to remember the Bitul HaMikdash was given the Korbonos Midene Sochim. The Ramon, later on, in the different Halachim, if you the Aleph, when the Mechaber brings the rope, call me Sheuichel Bosor, במקום שנויגים בו איסו פורץ גדר הוא ונשכנו נלחש, ואין דרמו מותר לשתויס כל שכו, אפילו שדבר שקוראים מהם. דרמו ברינגס, אבל to drinks, לכל שכו, mean like any liquor, or maybe beer, what we called beer, yeah? Is any באמת alcoholic drink? Yeah, this is mutter. And the reason, what is the chidush, לכל, we know that Bitula Balnesochim is given only Yain. In Poskim, the reason is because says Niret is alcoholic drink, as though it is given Mesameach, the Nesochim, Yain is of Mesameach, Liv of Enrich. The same thing, any alcoholic drink is oils Mesameach, Liv of Enrich. So one would have thought that the mice in the 9 days, Idu Adin Fin Avelus, thus should be also. The mice, the Aloche is and wants, is allowed to use it and to drink it. Now, what is the base of this? What the Ramok Lishto is Shecho? We find in different aloche, very interesting aloche, this is a bit of the Ashaiches with a bit of the holiday season, which we are, Be'ez Hashem, to come and to get some force for the Yom Tovim, Aboim Olin, and the Sholim. It's an interesting aloche, maybe not many are aware about it. By the Gemara in Avodah Zor, in Aloch in Yeredeh, Kuf Yud Dalet. They do a certain issue to drink alcoholic drink with a goy. We're not talking about non-kosher. Kosher drinks to drink with a goy. In the embassy is to go to drink something in a pub, in the place where they sell it and they drink it. So do our issues, not so simple. In the Mechaber brings up the aloche, as one is not allowed to drink kol sheicho, kutim, any type of, if it's tomorim, teinim, seoirim, tvur, also mishum chasnus. Because it's mekarev, salivov, mipne chasnus, and one is not allowed, but the Mechaber says, in also, elo bimkoim mechirosoi, in the place where one sells it. Yeah, so the poskim says we're not talking about a shopping when one goes to shop, yeah, not to drink. We're talking about mechiroso, this way it used to be. You sell it and you drink it on site. even to take her out outside the place himself, one is allowed. Even bePesach Achanus, Shet in the Poskim, one is allowed to take out and go outside to drink it, one would be allowed. Only was an Isu bimkoim mechirosoi. So the Mechaber brings up various ufanim of certain things which one is not allowed to drink in, let's call it in the pub or I don't know what else, in a mokoim where you sell it and you drink it. Nevertheless, the Gzere was only, and the Isu was only, on certain things which is oyver lasoiche, which people are used to drink. Here again we find Yain Tapuchim, or the Yain Rimoinim, the Kayoitze Boen, the Mechaber brings up in Aloche, in Kuf Yudalet, Gimel, Muter Dishtoise Bichol Mokoim, the Dovor She'enu Imotsu Lui Gozer Olof. One is allowed to drink Yain Tapuchim, we'll see what Yain Tapuchim is, and in Rimoinim, you're allowed to drink it even on site in the Mokoim Michirosoi, because it's Dovor She'enu Imotsu. It be yoyker with the poskim. See why it's not motzu. First of all, it's not so oyver lasoicher to have to find such a thing. It also is quite expensive. So something expensive, not everyone will go and pay for it and to buy it and to drink it. So of them, Chazal didn't make the gzere. Chazal made the gzere of the regular stuff which one use, like shechor fin seoirim and those type of thing, which. Is used. Now the question is, what is Yain Tapuchim, what Chazal mean, and in the meaning in our days, what we have. From the, we know anything which have sugar in it, any type of fruit, we're talking about the drinks, any type of fruit, one, the sugar can be transformed into two separate things. One of the things is alcohol, straight. Yeah, it's combined through a natural enzyme with the yeast, which is on the fruit itself. So one will press an apple, automatically will gain sweetness, and the sweetness is the natural sugar which is in the fruit. With the Ribbono Shel Olam gemein, every type of fruit have its own sugar. And then if one wants to make an alcoholic drink from that, you need to transform the sugar into alcohol. How do you do it? It's what we call a natural process with a yeast. The yeast transforms the sugar into alcohol. Yeah, one can use it as a chemical reaction, but it's a natural thing which the Ribbono Shel Olam gemacht in the Bria. Where and so once you transform the sugar into alcohol, then where you're going to get a certain alcoholic drink. Now, what is this? What is this called? So today, what we are used, what we call cider, this is the first process. This is how one makes cider. You take an apple juice, and the different type of cider is the different type of apple and the blend of the type of apple, more sweeter, less sweet, and so on. Typically, apple have between 3 and 5% alcohol, depending on the sweetness and the type of the apple. And so remember, once you press the apple, you're going to get once you press the apple, you will get a sweet juice, like we are used to the apple juice. In order to make cider, you just leave it, you leave your apple juice in a tank, and you let the yeast transform the alcohol, the sugar into alcohol. Either
you adding the yeast from outside, or is it
okay? Either you're gonna add external yeast, you can do that, or you leave it a natural yeast. Now, if one want to see where yeast naturally is on every fruit, if we take a grape, for example, you can see what we call a pellicle, a film on top. You got the skin, and sometimes you see like dust. It's like dusty. Even a clean grape, yeah. Today people are. I would say they want even more cleaner. But MS does, when we go in a vineyard, naturally, especially people are going on holiday in the places, you can see growing grapes, you see like a dust, of like a velvet on the grapes. And this is not just dust at all. This is a yeast which grow naturally on the grapes. And the same thing you grow on the apple. On every fruit it happens, sometimes more, sometimes less, depending on the type of fruit. And thus, if naturally, if you leave it, it will transform the sugar, which is naturally occurred in the juice, into alcohol. So really, you can have a pure, 100% pure cider, which you pressed an apple, it was sugar yesterday, it was a sweet apple juice, and now, 4 or 5 days later, the alcohol, the juice change, it's not sweet anymore, it become an alcoholic drink. No, it's not like wine, which have a lot of sugar in it, so the alcohol is very high, depending how sweet the apple, and this is what the result you're going to have. Now, the cider we used to with a fizzy in it, it's not just alcoholic drink. So what we call the fizz. The fizz is also naturally, because once you are creating a fermentation of the juice, either you're going to leave it to completely eat up, the yeast will eat up all the sugar, will be maximum type of alcohol, or you can stop fermentation by certain process, cooling down, or so on. And then is where you start having the bubble, because the bubble is a fizz, natural fizz, which is in it. And then you straight away, you put it in a bottle, you filter if you want to remove certain things, and then you put it in a bottle, and you close it tightly, because still the yeast is still eating up the sugar. And you, this is why you find a lot of cider have special type of cork, like what we call the champagne cork, because to keep through the pressure. And this is what is the cider. Now the shyness of the cider, so this is the regular normal cider traditionally produced. To produce what we know as Yein Tapuchim, some people will say this is Yein Tapuchim, because it's apple, which became like a wine, yeah, which become an alcoholic. Some say that the Yein Tapuchim, it's a stage further. We take the cider, and people know as apple, in German, there is a liquor which is called apple wine, which is a liquor. In France, it's a very well-known Calvados. Calvados is it's a liquor of apple. So there is various trading name in this. So what do? You take this cider, which has been now transformed from the apple juice, second stage, if the sugar being now an alcoholic, you distill the juice, the cider, so you remove the alcohol, which is naturally, it's not a lot, it's only 5%, but by distilling you can reach a very high degree and a very high percentage of alcohol. And this is what is, let's call this a liquor of apple, which is 100% natural. So some say that this is what Chazal mean, Yein Tapuchim. There is a very interesting Gemara which bring a riot L'Choyre to that. The Gemara says in Sof Gimel Daf Mem Amud Beis, in Avot Zohar, Rebbe was not well, and he had terrible stomach issue, B'nei Me'ayim Shet in the Gemara, he had a terrible pain, and he needed a certain refuah, and he was looking for Yein Tapuchim. And was he given at least 70 years old, because he was told that something was 70 years old, this is Malam Rifur, and he couldn't find it till eventually the Gemara said, someone came and says, yes, I know someone which has 300 barrels of Yein Tapuchim Shel Shivim Shono, and they bought them, and Rebbe was taken his rapper from that. And we see that L'Choyre, to keep in storage, this is more alcoholic distilled rather than a cider. Because just a cider will be in the barrel, just will go off and will turn either to vinegar later on, if it's not a cloth. L'choyre, this is the rye, one of the ryes we're talking about here in Tapuchim, we call Be'emes the liquor. Akponim, what is the issue of what we can find in cider? There are two types of cider. There are industrial cider, and there are what we call the more in-house cider, with one will go into countryside. We get a lot of phone calls during the holiday season. People go through countryside, and you'll find people have orchard of apple, and sometimes you'll find straight away people who make cider. Is it kosher or not kosher? So these two things. First of all, like we mentioned, the yeast, is it this, what type of yeast they use for fermentation of the apple juice. So some people will keep natural yeast, or they will add yeast. Now the yeast is not mamash 100% the same yeast that we use for the bread. what they called, either a wine yeast or a champagne yeast. This is the terminology of it. It doesn't mean that the yeast come from wine or it come from champagne. This is the name of the type of the yeast. And so sometimes people go to this place and they say, oh, it's a wine yeast. It doesn't mean that it actually come from wine. It's a special type of yeast which is done also from the fermentation of wine because it's transforming a sugar base to alcoholics, so that's why they call this. One need to know where it's come from, because yeast himself can be problematic, and especially sometimes they contain some fatty acid, which is glycerin and stearate, which is made from fat, and one need to know where this is come from. The second thing which we find, and more of this, it's kimat only in England this is found, this is more in the industrial style of cider, where people, the companies like to keep the same color, the same taste, and so on. In England, there is such an effect. I'm not saying it, all the companies, very hard to know which one, which is they add a certain color. Depending on the type of finished look of the cider, if you want it a dark, reddish, apple, so on, some people add the E120, which is a cochineal color. This is made out of insect. And it's the blood of an insect, which actually it's extracted, and it's not a color. In this is added to the cider to give a reddish appearance. Now the E120, as we know it, as a cochineal, and is a big machloikus if it's also or not, because the maize doesn't give any tam. It's only chazusa, but I'm only giving the color. Nevertheless, maybe it's pogum by itself. Ramoish defensive not along with Chuvim in them. Quite a big machloikus, or achroinim, the latest poskim about it. The idea of chazusa ba'alma is a big machloikus, gdoile achroinim, prichodosh, in andre primegodim, in andre achroinim, if it's also depending if the isu is adorais, it's the isu of the rabbonon. About Kaponim, this is something which is definitely not ideal, and but it's declared on the bottle. This is for the usual industrial cider. The issue that they have, the other type of cider, what we call the more artisanal style, which is made in the countryside, they tend to age the cider for a certain amount of period, not very long, in barrels. In wood barrels. So usually factories will take the juice, which is apple juice, in big massive tank and transform just to make a fermentation. The small manufacturer will age it in wood barrel. The wood barrel will give a taste, will give a structure, and the color. This is where they extract the color, because if it's a fade color from the apple, depending on the time of the crop, they need something to boost the color. And this is what they use. A lot of them are using wine barrels because they are second-hand barrels. And here we go again. We back to the shaila of if wine barrel, anything which has been used already for wine, if it give a taste or it doesn't give a taste, it give the color and so on. This is the shaila which we find probably about the whiskey as well. The same issue. And this is a question which we give. Now, they definitely use it for a reason. They want definitely the color. Some say that we want a little bit of the characteristic of the one which is absorbing it. So it's, again, I think the same, probably more or less the same shaila that we find in the whiskey. This is the main two shailas where we find in the cider. Small companies who, if one can go inside, in England there's many of them who aged their cider in a barrel because they're proud of their special type of apple which they have, a type of cider. So one we need to know to make sure that it goes in and to check that it doesn't. Because the problem is a lot of them will add even a bit of wine in it. It's not only the barrel as such. We've seen it that they add a little bit of wine, which give a little bit of taste and the color even more. This we've seen it. So that's why if someone walked in a small cider place, someone who has his apple, he crushes apple, he makes his juice, even if the yeast is fine, but if they have a wine barrel it's something that one should definitely not use, because it's not only the wine barrel, one never know what else is they can add to it as well. In different countries, some definitely age also in the wine barrel, but not always. But I think I haven't find in different places where they add the cochineal apart from England. Only in England, this is what we find. Now, the liquor of the apple, the Yain Tapuchim, according to most poskim, which they called the liquor as such, the distilled cider, then we come to two main issues. The first issue is most of the cider producer who want then either they don't have what to do with the cider because they overproduce, or they want to have a liquor, they don't have the machinery to distill. A distillery is an expensive tool. So there is what we call the mobile distillers. Someone will come, the company will have a distillery on a mobile in a truck, and they go around from one cider maker, one apple juice maker, in to transfer the alcohol. So they leave the truck there for a couple of days, you connect your cider through, and it goes around, and that's how they distill it, and you get whatever you get of your alcohol, and then is stored in, obviously, in a barrel for a certain minimum of year, depending on the type of the country, the type of the product. So this is what we find. We need to make sure that the distillers, especially when it's mobile distiller, you never know what else they use it for. And obviously, to cashier a distiller's is not so simple, because the temperature where it goes up to doesn't very hard to get 100 degrees. And if I know exactly how the distillers work, it works with basically evaporating the alcohol through the let's call this a pipe system, and it's all open. One very, very hard to get managed to fill up the water completely through all the piping system. So it's quite a complicated job. If it's only done for apple, this is fine. But if it's done for different thing, this is then once we have a problem of bleas from wine. The second problem is the barrel. The liquor, the apple liquor, is then taken and it's stored in wood barrel for usually minimum of 3-4 years. In France, I think the Calvados is a minimum of 4 years, and it can be up to many years. And we see the Gemara, Shivim Shel Shivim Shonon, the Gemara said by Rebbe. So, but usually it's between 7 and 18 years, which is available. There are some very local places here in the UK as well. Most of them are using the wine barrel. And the reason for that is because they don't want too much wood taste in it. Otherwise, it can frank together with the apple. They need to keep the apple, and wood barrel have a lot of taste. So this we find completely different. Some a company who aged the apple liquor will bedafka want wine barrel. When we find others, the opposite, they don't want any wine barrel. For the reason they say yes, they want more the wood stuff, and that's why they will buy special oak wood, which is brand new. To avoid the taste of the wood, you'll fill it up first of all with water, you leave it, so like that you make sure that it absorbs first of all, absorbs a lot of water, and remove the taste of the oak once or twice, you leave for 3 to 6 months, and then you're going to age this. And so this is more or less the issue we find. So Akuponim, we see during the Aloha, the Yain Tapuchim, if it's a cider, if it's a liquor of apple, it's not so simple. Akuponim, legambe de 9 days, that meklo, we're allowed to use it, whatever the time is. Bimkoim mechirosoi, we see that it's not so simple, but outside is muter. But legambe de kashus, we find two issues. One is the issue, the E120, which is added, and then the barrel, which is aged, and for the alcohol, which should be distilled. Shkoichem, sorry again, for coming late.